So I'm here with Corey Maxson to interview him about the bookstores that he went to and how they've shaped his life. So I guess we'll start with Corey. So where are you from?
I'm from the lovely town of Charlottesville, Virginia. That's where I grew up and was raised.
Gotcha.
All right, well, first off, I guess we'll start with, what were some of the first books you ever read?
I know I read The Alchemist that I got from the bookstore when I was pretty little. And if you're not familiar with it, it's a story of a boy who goes on an incredible journey and meets these wise people. And he meets the alchemist who teaches him the language of the world. And he goes on his personal journey and goes through many, many ups and downs and grows along the way. And he becomes, an awesome person. So it was a cool story to hear as a kid.
Okay. Where did you get books like these?
I went to the Barnes & Noble, which is right near my house. So it was a short distance and easy to get all kinds of good books.
Was it walking distance, or did you have to be driven there by your parents?
I think for a couple of the Harry Potters, the whole family marched down to the bookstore because, it was a big deal, but normally we would drive there. It's a little shopping center.
I understand. So, what were some specific experiences through your childhood and teenage years that you had at this bookstore?
Well, books really play an incredible role in developing a person, or they can, because they're rich of ideology and can really help shape a kid's world. I know growing up we read a ton about the Founding Fathers and Thomas Jefferson, who grew up right near my house. How these were incredible, heroic people that led the country against a government that wasn't treating them well, And it's really inspiring as a kid to be reading about these leaders and telling your class about it or whatever. So I think it really, it really got that image of a hero ingrained into me. And then growing up, reading more books, it really just helps shape how you look at the world.
Were there any books maybe you got at this bookstore that you'd have to do book reports on for school, or maybe specific assignments that helped?
Yeah, definitely. So the Founding Fathers, I think, was just a go-to. Thomas Jefferson, the rebels, kind of helped make me a rebel, standing up for something that I didn't feel was right. And then there were tons. So it made me like a typical, strong patriot, I love my country, that the symbolism of the flag or our democracy is really rooted in those heroes that we've been made to love. And then, growing up in high school, we'd read books that spoke less respectful of them. One that I read is The People's History of the United States, and really, was more disrespectful of the upper class and kind of the presidential class and who they were, and really highlighted the people's resistant movements for equality and rights. And, I got that at a bookstore and, learned, almost a different story of how I looked at the world. And I think that's shaping me as who I am today. And, they continue to.
So you could say some of the books that you were good at this bookstore really helped mold your mind and change your original train of thought, that you were more what was driven into you during early childhood, but then the bookstore made it easy for you to change your kind of ideologies.
Yeah, certainly. A book that I recently read, it talks about the human sense of self and how that's changed. Certain cultures would have a much more a much different sense of who they were as a person and who the world was just through their language and culture. So this book talks about how in our culture, it's a very separate sense of self, whereas the rest of the world is kind of like this other thing. And it talks about how, like Darwin talked about these separate organisms, you know, competing with each other. It's kind of like a really like rough view of human nature where we're just competing for survival, and that's really the purpose. But certain other cultures, their sense of self was much more relational. They saw themselves, you know, in relation to the land, which was a part of them. And this like connected view of the world really like brings in each different person or the environment into really who you see yourself as. And for me, that was a huge shift in my perception. So, you know, just a simple book can really introduce these ideas to me, and where I look at the world and see it like really being part of me. So that change kind of transformed how I acted in the world just by that shift of perception.
All right. Well, now do you still go to get your books from this specific bookstore? Are there any other facets you get your bookstores or books from? Sorry. Maybe as far as like online books or like with the Amazon Kindle or audiobooks or things like that?
Yeah, I still go to the Barnes & Noble in Charlottesville just because it's, you know, it's such a huge bookstore and it's like a full experience in its own. But I certainly go online and order books and have them deliver them to me, which changes kind of the nature of how bookstores have been throughout history. It certainly fits into our kind of convenient machine life.
So you would say that maybe bookstores, like specifically the store, like mom and pop bookstores, like store, or stores like Barnes and Nobles, their role in society today has changed, and how would you say you could see them changing in the future?
I think they can still play a small role, but the big kind of corporate stores like Barnes and Nobles is taking over on the actual storefront. But I see an increase in audiobooks with Kindle and just reading things online and getting them delivered, taking away from the physical bookstore, and it really helps kind of the accessibility of the books and how, you know, you can have many books in a Kindle, or like the last book that I read was an audiobook, and I was able to drive and make deliveries while learning and, you know, learning about fascinating material on the go, just listening. So it's definitely changing the nature of how we read and how we kind of get our information.
Mm. All right. Well, I know from personal experience, like in my town, Mount Airy, Maryland, we would, for Harry Potter, we waited in line at night waiting for it to be released at midnight. I was wondering if you had any similar experiences to that, or like could speak to maybe just cultural events happening at bookstores.
Yeah, the bookstore, especially, you know, we have the mainstream media where a bunch of people can, you know, catch on to a certain trend. So in those instances, the bookstore became like the center of a huge event where tons of people would dress up in their wizard costumes. And I know, you know, I was Harry because, you know, he's the chosen one. And, you know, we would dress up in our wands and pretend to fire our spells at other people at the bookstore, you know, all excited for the new book. It was fun. It was cool.
All right. So would you say, Now, growing up in Charlottesville, which is a very, like, historical place where a lot of historical figures came from, do you think maybe that shaped the things that you did read when you were younger? And, like, if, do you think you're from somewhere else, you would maybe get a different book from the bookstore? Do you think what people were interested in reading maybe varied just because of where geographically they're from?
Yeah, I would agree with that. Just by being in Charlottesville, you know, we get a heavy dose of the Thomas Jefferson colonial period history, and we visit Monticello, and we get to see his little library that he has and his huge kind of estate, and we learn about, you know, their movement and how much they did.
So what you're saying is maybe a bookstore, like your bookstore in Charlottesville, Virginia, definitely has a different selection than, say, like a bookstore out in California, or maybe a bookstore you would go into in Indiana or something like that.
Yeah, I think by growing up in Charlottesville, just by being here, the selection of books that, you know, I kind of chose, which was shaped by the culture around me, like, led me to reading about the Founding Fathers where, yeah, somewhere else they might not have such a strong kind of, like, connection with kind of those politics and, you know, really, like, really looking up to those figures because they're so close.
Okay, well, I know, like, maybe bookstores with, like, different schools, they'd have, like, after-school book clubs or things like that where, like, students would go to the book clubs. And were you a part of any of those or, like, ever, like, a part of any of those organizations?
We definitely had a book club in high school, but I didn't take part in that. I'm not sure if they actually went to the bookstores or not to choose their books, but so I can't speak to that.
Okay, I gotcha. Well, how would you say maybe your bookstore experience has differed or similar to your experience in the different libraries you've been to?
Yeah, the library has been great because, you know, it's a lot cheaper at the college library to read books and kind of explore the world of words. And at the library, you really get an engagement with kind of your friends on a personal level, talking about the books and kind of what they mean.
All right, well, how do you think the emergence of online bookstores and even the internet in general, where you have basically an infinite source of knowledge, has affected you personally in even going to bookstores and then being too influential on your life?
Yeah, I think that access to all that information is a huge deal. Like, for example, one of the last books I read, I was on a website, you know, interested in kind of sustainable methods and more natural kind of ways of doing things. And I read a comment that, like, was basically like a review, but in a personalized way, of Sacred Economics. And it, you know, I had clicked on the website and I was reading the book within, you know, 10 seconds of hearing about it. And so just that speed of information and that ability to really track and zone into maybe something you're interested in. That was right when I had declared an economic major, and it was, like, really intriguing, and just, like, the speed and kind of the focus that I was able to get through the internet might be something that, you know, wasn't available in a different time period or, you know, to someone who doesn't have access to those resources.
All right, so how do you think maybe not having a bookstore or growing up near one would change your life personally, or maybe if bookstores just all around somehow just wouldn't exist and we wouldn't have access to them.
That's funny, because it's something that you don't really think of as being, you know, a huge part of your life. You know, I went there a relatively decent amount to get my books, but, you know, without bookstores, you know, so much of our life is shaped by language and our history and kind of the context in which we see the world. I know I took a communication class with Carlos Alemán at JMU, and he really taught us how the way we communicate, and just, you know, even just in English and certain aspects of our language, we see the world in a certain way. It allows us to see the world in a certain way, but we, you know, it blinds us from seeing the world in other ways. So by having bookstores and reading all different kinds of perspectives, it really shapes kind of who you are. And so even something as small as bookstores can leave a really big impact on a person.
All right, well, that's all I have for you, Corey. So thank you for your time and for being such a good guest.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for letting me remember all the books that I read.
No problem.